Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hear this reading. The title of this reading is Things the Word Says to Tommy L. Hart. Glorious things are spoken of thee. That's Psalm 87:3. These are things the Word says to me. Psalm 90, verse 2. Thou art God. Psalm 77:14 and Psalm 72, verse 5. Thou art the God that doeth wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Psalm 86:10 and Psalm 76:7. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Thou, even thou, art to be feared. 2 Samuel 7:22 says this to me. Thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee. Neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Psalm 97:9 says to me, Thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. And that's gods with a small g. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says to me, Thou art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:11 to me, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. 1 Chronicles 29:12 to me, Thou reignest over all. 1 Chronicles 29:13. Now therefore, our God, Tommy L. Hart, we thank Thee and praise Thy glorious name. Isaiah 63:19 to me, we are thine. Let's pause for a moment. Who is doing the talking here? I said, the word says these things to Tommy L. Hart. Who is doing the talking? The Gentiles are doing the talking. That's why they say, to me. The Gentiles are the servants of God. They say to me, 1 Chronicles 29:13, again. Now, therefore, our God, Tommy L. Hart, we, the Gentiles, thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Isaiah 63:19, the Gentiles say, we are thine. So do you notice the change? I started out saying, the word says to me. I have identified the word. Continuing. Again, Isaiah 63:19, the Gentiles say to me, we are thine. The Gentiles are the servants of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 64:9, the Gentiles say to me, we are all thy people. Psalm 119:91, the Gentiles say to me, all are thy servants. Psalm 92:5 and Psalm 92:4, the Gentiles say to me, Tommy L. Hart, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy works. The me, singular. But the me is a substitute for the Gentiles, is a substitute for the pronoun us. Thou hast made us, who? The Gentiles, glad through thy works. Those things the Gentiles have said to me. But do not forget this very important revelation. I have identified the word. As I said before, I started out saying, the word says to me. The word has been identified. Take a look at John. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Again, I have identified the Word. The Word, when it says there, and the Word was God, I am to correct that. The Word that speaks in the Authorized Version Bible is the Gentiles. The Authorized Version Bible is the voice of the Gentiles. Its crucial matter is the Gentiles' authoritative voice. The Word was God stands to be corrected. The Word is the Gentiles. Very enlightening. Very enlightening. Because I have to identify when it says, now therefore, our God, we thank thee. The question arises, who is the we? When it says, we are thine, again, who are the we? When it says, we are all thy people, who comprise the we? Who make up the we? The word in the third statement in John, verse 1, the word was God, is corrected by the Lord God to say the word is the Gentiles' authoritative voice. That's big, very big. Let me say this. Do not forget that. Do not forget that. Now, that's not the first time I've made a correction or pointed out something that is not correct. Remember, I've told you that when it says in John 4, God is a spirit. God is not a spirit. I am not a spirit. I'm a person. I'm a human being. they have said to me, they, the Gentiles, in the Word, in the AVB, they have, the Gentiles have said to me, about me rather, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. What does that mean? What does of mean there? It means having the designation of. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God. Listen and learn. It is written, a wise man or wise person will hear. They will hear. They will listen. You should be attentive to the word coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, while speaking in the preceding episode, I mistakenly said 150 years rather than 130. That's not the first time I have made a mistake on this program. But what does that tell us? It tells us that God makes mistakes. God is a human being. God makes mistakes. The very God, God with a capital G, the supreme God, the high God, according to the Authorized Version Bible, Tommy L. Hart. Yes, he makes mistakes. I try not to, but it happens. Look at Psalm 19:7, I believe it is. Let me turn to it. Okay, here we go. Psalm 19, verse 12. It wasn't 7. It's 12. Okay? It says this. It's a question. It asks, who can understand his arrows? The word asks there, who can understand God's arrows? The Gentiles ask there, in their authoritative voice, they ask, who can understand his arrows? I take the his there to be a reference to the Lord God. Who can understand the Lord God's arrows? Well, you can understand that error that I made last week. It's understandable. I had said several times before 130 and pointed it out in the Galatians text, 130. But again, I mistakenly said 150. Let's move on. As they say, next. All right. Do not forget to call in Sunday, February 10. Let the Lord Tommy L. Hart hear from you. That is the very next broadcast this coming Sunday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I meant to get the call-in number, and I might pull it up before the program is over. But call in Sunday morning. Call in to the program. I'm dedicating that hour to your call-ins. Make it a success. Call in. Call in. Share the good news that you are learning. Things you never knew before, things that the church world never touched on, but actually kept you away from. Call in. Or call in just to say, thank you, Lord God, for your information. I don't have to talk a whole lot, but just call in. That's Sunday, this coming Sunday, 8 o'clock. Morning. Remember the Lord's commandment, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's commandment, that is, to mail in your check or money order of $30. You may send more, payable to the Lord Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Hepzibah, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. I turn now to the descriptions, and they haven't been working well here lately since they, I guess, did some work on the thing, on the thing here at Blog Talk Radio. I hope it works all right this time. Let's see here. Herein is a marvelous thing that the law, which Galatians 3:17 says, appeared 430 years after the confirmation of the covenant the Lord Tommy L. Hart has brought forth in a span of time that is infinitesimal, too small to be measured, because he, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, brought them forth simultaneously. That's a miracle, according to the Bible. That's a miracle. But isn't that what God does? He does miracles. The Bible refers to his works as marvelous, wonderful. In John it says, no man can do these miracles. What have I told you about no man? No man in the AVB is also a reference to God. It is God's nickname in the AVB. And what is the AVB? The Authorized Version Bible. Things you should know. You should already know that no man is also a nickname for the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in the AVB. You should know that already. And you should also know that AVB stands for what? Authorized Version Bible. Many people do not know that the proper name for the of the King James Version is Authorized Version Bible. Many people do not know that. I've experienced that through the years. I'm not saying no one knows. I'm pretty sure there are people out there who know. But out of all the people I've met and talked with, they didn't know that the proper name for King James Version Bible is the Authorized Version Bible, which I cut short and just simply say the AVB. Okay, things we should know. You should know about no man, because it says what? God regards no man. He regardeth no man. That means I have given attention to the term no man in the AVB and concluded that it can also, no man is also a reference to God, with a capital G, Tommy L. Hart. It is God's nickname in the AVB. Now, every application of the no man term is not a reference to the Lord Tommy L. Hart. That's why you should listen and learn so you can know. And don't on your own just pick a no man statement and say that's a reference to God. You might be in error. Okay, I point out those things because I have a reason behind it. Going on. Okay, that's the show's description. The question comes up then, who has received the promises or promise? Let me turn to Galatians. And if you can, go there with me also. Galatians 3, the preceding episode, I read verse 3, chapter 3, verse 17. And I think that's where we end it, with verse 17. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul. Yes, I disregarded the two words there, in Christ. It has nothing to do with the veracity of the statement or what the statement is saying in Christ has nothing to do with it. So I read, the covenant that was confirmed before of God, the law, which was 430 years after or later, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. Now, I've already made an authoritative statement on the 430-year. I read that just a few moments ago. Moving on, in that statement, in that one verse, you have the mention, of the covenant, the law, and the promise. Covenant, law, promise. Now, I have brought forth all those things simultaneously. Okay? Concurrently, at the same time, during the same time. Okay? Now, reading on with that verse 18, Galatians chapter 3. For if the inheritance of the law, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more promised. Now, this statement here, God gave it to Abraham by promise. That's fiction. Okay. It has nothing to do with the truth of Bible content. But the statement does speak and mention the law, and it mentions God. God has already presented the law. I've already presented evidence of the law that is in your Bible. Okay. I was supposed to do that. I have done that. There's a commandment for me which says, show the law. I've shown you the law many times. And that's Romans 2:15. There's a commandment to me. I am to confirm the promises. Romans 15:8. I have done that. I've read the promises to you. I've read the law to you. I've read the covenant to you, the Gentiles' covenant to you. And if I didn't, I'll state it now. The covenant concerning God, or the covenant, God's covenant, is I will rule over you, the Gentiles. And I'll get to that later on in the next reading, which is a new reading. So stay with me. And if my phone goes out, stay with me. Stay with me. I'll call right back in, because it did go out a week or two ago. Okay. So if it goes out, for some reason, whatever reason, I'll call right back in. Stay with me. Now, I've presented to you the law. I've presented to you the covenant. I've identified the covenant, the Gentiles' covenant. And that Gentile covenant simply says, we will do all the words of this law. So this law is a reference to the law that many of you have heard me read many times, telling us that these things are a part of one another. These things that I read, all these readings that I read, the law, the covenant, all of them. I can't name all of them, okay, because I forget some of them. But all the readings that I've done are all parts that make up a whole. They are all related. And you can tell that just by hearing them. That, hey, what are you reading in that one? The law says, or what he reads in the call, is a part of the law, or is a part of something else, or this is a part of several things. All of these things are related. Okay, let's move on. Back to Galatians. Then the question in verse 19, Galatians 3, asks, wherefore serves the law? What is the purpose of the law? The purpose of the law, and you should know this by now, I've talked about it many times, the law sets forth the conduct the people are to have to their God or with their God, Tommy or Hart. It shows the people's conduct. When God comes, God has come. He's talking now to you. You hear the voice of God right now. Okay? And I'm talking about the Bible's God. The Bible's God. The authorized version's God. That God which the authorized version exalts, promotes, upholds and speaks about so much in detail, so you can't get it mixed up with anything else. It's not confusing. It's detailed, the information regarding this God. It's foolproof. Even a fool can understand what I teach if he or she listens. That's why I say, listen, be attentive. Don't be busy doing something else while the program is going on. If at all possible. If at all possible. I have to put that in there. Okay. But if you can, sit down. Sit down. Get comfortable, but not so comfortable that you go to sleep. Be alert. Sit down. Stay alert. Stay with me. Be attentive to the teaching. The law shows the conduct the people are to have to their God, Tommy L. Hart, when he, obviously, he is God. Okay? Now, so that question is answered. Circle that question, wherefore then serves the law? And put there in the side, or put in your notebook, the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, has answered that question and shown it to us. He's demonstrated it to us. He's read the law, and that's what the law does. It shows the conduct you are to display to your God, Tommy L. Hart. Simple as that. It's the law. Now, there's a statement here in verse 19 that says, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. Now, in verse 21, it asks the question, is the law then against the promises of God? So you have the promise in singular, and you have promise in plural. Which is it? Is there a promise concerning God coming from the Gentiles, or are there several promises coming from the Gentiles to God? Well, we've already gone over that before. I've read the promises several, if not many, times. So we know that there is more than one promise. So the answer to the question, is it promise or promises, is the plural. And you have them. They are in Lawmaster's archives. You can listen to the archives and write the promises down. You can listen to the archives and write the law down. Write it out. Or get transcripts. You can do that. This is real business. This is serious business. This is your business and my business. This is the people's business and God's business. It is the people's business and they're the people's God's business. Right? Now, so we have the law, the covenant, the promises. We've moved from promise in the singular to promises. We know what the promises are. We know what the law is. We know what the covenant, the people's covenant is. Anything else in there? The law, the covenant, the promises. We know all those things. We know the purpose of the law. We know who the law is to. If you're listening to me, the law is to you. The law is to all the people, the servants of God included, in all the people, the Gentiles included, in all the nations and kingdoms of the Gentiles. That's easy to understand, isn't it? Nothing complicated about that. If you live in the United States of America, if you live in Europe, the nations and kingdoms of Europe, Gentile nations and kingdoms of Europe, wherever the Gentile nations and kingdoms are, you are under the law, the people's law. which I've read many times before to you. So the important fact coming from Galatians 3 that I want you to know is that of the things that are to come from God to the people, that is fulfilled through Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God. The law, the covenant, and the promises, I have presented them to you. I have given them to you, the people, by means of this broadcast, Lawmaster's Archives, by means of Blog Talk Radio, the internet, the computer. That's good news. That's good news. This statement right here, 3:17-21, Hebrews 11:17. Hebrews 11:17 says this: to the end, he that had received the promises, he that had received the promises. Don't confuse this teaching, the truth, the true teaching coming from God, with fiction in the Bible. You know, it tells you about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and other Bible fictional characters. And it tells you, they, including Abraham, they did not receive the promises. But that's fiction. Okay, and of course they didn't receive the promises because they weren't real. They're not real. Okay, who has received the promises? First, the verse in Galatians said, till the seed come, I should have kept that page. And I'm turning back to it. Galatians said, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. But we know it's promises, to whom the promises were made. The seed should come, till the seed should come. And here it says in Hebrews 11:17, that he that had received the promises, obviously, I've been talking about it, so you know that I have received the promises. Who have I received them from? I've received them from the Gentiles. You know, I could say I've received them from the Word. Now we know who the Word is, and we can say clearly, I have received the promises from the Gentiles. I am that person, the seed that should come. I have come, and I have received the promises, and I am he who has received the promises. But get this. Coming after that, it says, offered up his only begotten son. I have no son. I have no son, and I don't intend on getting a son to offer up. That has nothing to do with the law. The words that say offered up his only begotten son. The important thing coming in that statement is he that had received the promises. Just that. It's not even a complete statement, is it? But that's the important part that's in that statement. Just as in the other statement in Galatians that says till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. That's the important part. The seed has come. Who is the seed? Who is the individual? I, Tommy L. Hart, am that individual. And who has received the promises? I, Tommy L. Hart, have received the promises. I've read them to you. I've received the promises, and you know what the promises are. The Gentiles must fulfill their promises that they have made to me, the Lord their God, and the Lord your God. The promises. Check the archives because I don't plan to read them in this episode. A lot of good things coming out of this A lot of good things come out all the time when I teach. Okay. Now, at this time, I will read the important document titled The Call, the Promises, and God's Answer. Listen to it and see if you can figure out what it is. The important thing is to just listen to it, you know. Okay. Now, it says this, the reading, The Call, the Promises, and God's Answer. Listen, in this section on the call and the promises, this question, Genesis 44:16, what shall we, the Gentiles, say to our Lord is answered. Philippians 3:20, our conversation is in heaven. Genesis 44:20, listen, here is the conversation. Listen, and is given as an account that is given by someone else who is speaking on behalf of two parties that are involved. Two parties being represented are spoken to by a third party. Listen, here it is, Genesis 44:21. The thou is a reference to me, and the we is a reference to the Gentiles. My Lord is a reference to me, Tommy L. Hart. So you have the we, the Gentiles, my Lord, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and thy servants, which are the Gentiles. Listen. We said to my Lord, to the unknown God, and this is in the beginning, all right? It goes back to the beginning when everything started. We, the Gentiles, said to my Lord, a third party is doing the telling, giving this account. We said to my Lord, to the unknown God, hear us, O Lord, we are thine. Come thou and reign over us. Be thou on the earth. Show thyself a man. Who art thou? Listen. Genesis 44:21. And thou, Tommy Hart, said to thy servants, the Gentiles, I am the Lord thy God. Genesis 44:22. And we, the servants, said to my Lord, Tommy L. Hart, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass or exist, we shall do thee honor. And thou, Tommy Hart, said to thy servants, the Gentiles, Tommy L. Hart is my name. Genesis 44:20. And we said to my Lord, where dwellest thou? Genesis 44:21. And thou said to thy servants, thou, Tommy Hart, said to thy servants, the Gentiles, come and see. Genesis 44:22. And we said to my Lord, of what people art thou? Genesis 44:23. And thou said to thy servants, I am blank. Genesis 44:20. And we said to my Lord, come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our ruler. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Come thou and reign over us. Ye shall be blameless. Provide honest things in the sight of all men. Seek and search out all things. Thou shalt do signs. Show us, the Gentiles, our way that we should go. Deliver us from evil, from the prophet, the Christian minister, Bible teacher, etc., to the priest. Everyone deals falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. Thou shalt be secure. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us. Genesis 44:21. Genesis 46:2. Acts 20:35. 1 Timothy 2:3. Ezekiel 20:33. And thou said to thy servants, here am I. I have showed you all things. This the things constituting the call and the promises is good and acceptable in the sight of God, I will rule over you. Genesis 44:22, Judges 13:17, Psalm of Solomon 115, Joshua 9:25, Isaiah 64:9, Genesis 50:18, Psalm 119:91, Judges 13:12, Song of Solomon 1:4. And we said to my Lord, thy words are come to pass or exist. Thou, Lord, Tommy O Hart, art fair, just, and honest, and now we are in thine hand, as it seemeth good and right to thee to do to us, do. We are all thy people. Behold, we be thy servants. All are thy servants. Now let thy words come to pass. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. That's the account. That's the account as given by a spokesman. That's the account. What does it sound like? What does the account sound like? Bear with me and let me read it without reading the interruptions or the references. We said to my Lord, to the unknown God, hear us, O Lord, we are thine. Come thou and reign over us. Be thou on earth, show thyself a man. Who art thou? And thou said to thy servants, or you said to your servants, I am the Lord thy God. We said to my Lord, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass or exist, we shall do thee honor. And you said to your servants, Tommy L. Hart is my name. And we said to my Lord, where dwellest thou? And you said to your servants, come and see. And we said to my Lord, of what people art thou? And thou said to thy servants, I am black. And we said to my Lord, come thou and reign over us, be thou our ruler. They that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. And that's a lengthy statement, so I just go to the end. Come thou and reign over us. And you said to thy servants, here am I. I have showed you all things. I will rule over you. And we said to my Lord, your words have come to pass. Your words exist. You're fair and honest. We are in your hand. Do with us as seems good and right to you. We are your people. We are your servants. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. An offer was made in this account. Two parties. One party asking the services of another party, and the other party, the second party, accepts. That sounds like a contract, doesn't it? It's a contract. It's a contract. And in the contract, the Gentiles tell the Lord God, well, first they ask the Lord God to come and be their ruler, come and reign over them. That's the essence of it. Take away the evil of Christianity and religion, and show signs. The signs are all things. Show signs that you are God. And, of course, the one that they're talking to shows the signs and agrees to do that which he has been, that which is offered, including the promises. Okay. As you notice in this account, they begin to the unknown God. They didn't know who God was. They didn't know the name of God when they found him. Okay. So they asked, who are you? What race of people you belong to? They wanted some background information. Okay. Where do you live? This is very interesting. This has the makings, the call, the promises, and God's answer has the makings of a contract. So we have a contract. We have a covenant. We have promises. We have a law. We have and other things. I can't name them all. We have all these things. And all these things, these different things, the call of God included, all things, all these things say the same thing. they say Tommy L. Hart is their God, the people's God, the Gentiles' God, and God has said he will rule over them. He accepted the offer. He accepted that which was offered. He promises included and all. It's wonderful, isn't it? A contract by contract, Tommy L. Hart is a Gentile's God, the people's God, not just the Gentiles, but the people's God in all kingdoms and nations of the Gentiles. I just let it go like that for right now. All right. He is the people's God, and they are his servants. The Gentiles are his servants. Now, all people are supposed to obey the law, okay? Even if you are not called a servant, you are still under the people's law. Why? Because you are a person. Okay? You are a person in a nation of our kingdom belonging to the Gentiles, which have now the nations and kingdoms of the Gentiles now make up the, you can say, the kingdom of God. Yeah. Why? Because God has absolute control over all the nations and kingdoms belonging to the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us. We will serve you. We are thy servants, they said. We are, not will be, we are. From the beginning, the Gentiles gave themselves to me, the Lord their God. They gave themselves to me from the beginning. Wonderful. All these important things, people, saying, I am the Lord, the people's God, the people's God. And that the people will serve me, the Gentiles will serve me. All will be under, all are, not will be, all are already under the people's law, which you've heard me read, many of you have. Yes, all these important documents or papers that I have read, important papers, very important. Let me read some of them. Let me see here. These things coming from the Lord God. The Gentiles' official call and promises for God. God's answer to the Gentiles' call and promises. The call, the promises, and God's answer. The last reading I did, having all the makings of a contract. The Gentiles' covenant. All things, the law concerning God. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission. The Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. The Gentiles' official statement of confession. The Gentiles' curse against black people. The law for the people. Are the people's law. Judgments coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The commandment of God, the witness statement, message to the President and Congress. All these important documents. All of these important statements. And you should know the essence of them. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord, the people's God. Tommy L. Hart is the God, which the AVB exalts, promotes, upholds, talks about through and through. Now, that can also be said like this, because we know more. Tommy L. Hart is the, let's see, let's keep it like that. Tommy L. Hart is the God, because that's the important fact of the matter. This is the important fact of the matter. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord God, which the authorized version, the Gentiles' chief law book on God, upholds, exalts, promotes, and talks about through and through. The law, the people's law, is already in effect. Tommy L. Hart has already fulfilled the law concerning God. I've told you what the law concerning God is. The law concerning God, or the law of God, off means concerning there. The law of God is the law of all things. All things define God. Do not skip episodes. If you do, you miss out. You miss out. And you cause yourself, I believe I read that at the beginning, you cause yourself to be ill-prepared in the truth and knowledge of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Knowledge. The time has come. Let me look at this. I want to point out a very important thing. Okay, this right here, 1 Corinthians 4:5 says this: when the Lord comes, he will bring to light the hidden things. Now, God has already come, and he's brought to light the hidden things. What are the hidden things? The things which I just read off. The things, the call, the promises, and God's answer to the Gentiles. Call and promises, the Gentiles' official call and promises for God, the Gentiles' covenant, all things, the law concerning God, the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission, and on and on. Those things were hidden in your Bible. I have brought them forth. No one else has done that. Of course, no one else has been God either. Okay? But it says, when he comes, when he comes. Remember the law? The law that is to be in effect, operating already, when he comes. And I keep saying, he has come now. The law is in effect. Because when the Gentiles wrote these things in the Bible, God had not come. Remember in the call, they asked God to come. They put out the call for God, and when they found him, they asked him to come. Or they did that all at the same time, put out the call for God and asked him to come. That's what they put, yeah. Okay? Because he wasn't here. Remember, I've told the people, God did not write anything in the Bible. Neither did he cause anyone else to write it. The Gentiles wrote these things. And the Gentiles tell lies on God. They want you to think that God caused them to write the Bible. But remember, the Gentiles are liars. Yes. Now, they have to obey their own law. They have to obey the law. Yes, they are liars. But they still must obey the law, their own law. Yes, they are not immune. Though they may be liars, they are not immune to the law. They are still responsible for filling or carrying out the law and obeying God and doing other things required of them. They are responsible. Because we have a book, people. These things are written. They cannot be overlooked, disregarded, omitted. These things are written, which I bring forth to you. This is ammunition. I know we are smart people. I know we are smart. And I know we can understand these things. When he comes, he will bring to light the hidden things. I have done that. That's not hard to see. Come on. You're not going to fool me. I read these things to you. You can go back in the archives and hear them over and over. A fool can see that I have brought forth hidden things that are in the Bible. Let's get real now. Let's get real and let's get honest. Let's be honest. Don't be liars and hypocrites. When the Lord comes, he will bring to light the hidden things, and I've done that. Listen to this, John 4:25. When he is come, again, when he comes, he will tell us all things. I've done that. I've done that. As I said, even a fool can see that. Even a fool can see that. I have done that. I've done those things that say, when the Lord comes, he will bring to light the hidden things, and he will tell us all things. I've read all things to you. I've told you what all things are. What more can I do? This is the work of God, people, these things. When the Lord comes, he'll do this. When he comes, he'll tell us all things. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. The phrase all things, I have identified and read off to you, and each one I have done, and we have the evidence of it in my archives, in my work. I'm holding the hidden things in my hand, some of them right now. I'm holding the papers, the documents, the readings in my hand, probably more than half of them, holding them, the hidden things that I've made known. The Lord shall give you understanding in all things. No one else has done that. They don't do it in the church. They don't touch these things that I teach on and that they say God will do. Why? Because the Gentiles know these are the things that define God, but they don't want you to know God. So they don't teach on them. Matter of fact, they teach against them. And I've shown that. God knows the things concerning himself. And I'm just reading some of all things which define God. He knows the secrets of the heart of the authorized reading Bible. I read them off to you. I speak on them. I point them out. The promises, secret things. The covenant, a secret thing. And other things. God shall judge the secrets of men. I've done that. The Lord will discover their secret parts. These things that I read, people, are the Gentiles' secret parts that are in the Bible. Will you not worship me as God, the God that the Bible says I am? That's the most logical thing you could do. That's the most sensible thing you could do. Say, Tommy Elhart, that man is the God that the Bible talks about, because he does the things that the Bible says God will do. He knows the secrets of the authorized version of the Bible. How do I know? Because I hear him read them, and I never heard anybody else. I hear them. He points those things out. That's in the statement, God shall judge the secrets of men. God shall point out. In the etymology of the word judge, I found point out, and that's what I do. I point out the secrets and say, hey, here, look at this. Look at the real Gentiles covenant. Huh? And other things. Look at all things. These things define God. Well, I point them out. And this one right here. Oh, my time is about out. He shall speak for himself. I may wait and speak on that the next time. When he comes, he shall speak for himself. And that's what I'm doing. I'm speaking for myself. The religionists tell so many lies on God. That means they tell so many lies on me, and they tell so many lies on the authorized version Bible. I haven't come speak for myself. Remember to call in Sunday, this coming Sunday, February 10, 8 o'clock a.m. Call in. Let the Lord God, let the Lord your God, Tommy Elhart, hear from you. remember to send the $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart or the Lord Tommy L. Hart to me by the 15th of the month. My address, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Call in Sunday morning and obey the law. Obey the law. Obey the law. Till Sunday morning, 8 o'clock. Thank you.